I haven't spoken to this man in far too long, and I love chatting to him, and it's Stuart Clark from Hot Press. Sir, how are you?
I'm good. Happy New Year.
Are we still doing the Happy New Year thing, are we? We are.
I think so, for another sort of 4 or 5 days. I'm just back from Eurosonic in Northern Holland, the big showcase festival, and I'm not just flag-waving. The Irish bands were the buzz bands. Everyone, I mean, Modra Salak had about 1,000 people outside a church on a very cold night in Holland. The brand Ireland is just so strong.
Out of all of the groups that you've seen over there, was there any kind of Irish acts where you went, okay, this is where we're going?
Where do I start? I mean, Doug were remarkable. Child of Prague, a very young Dublin band, remind me, now they weren't born. Very like the Frames, Fitzcarraldo, and one of the bands playing our big party, Florence Road, massive queues, and they really lived up to the hype. Great band.
Brilliant, brilliant. So you've the best gig in the world, Stuart Clark, Deputy Editor of Hot Press. Tell me now about this incredible show that you're putting together, History in the Making, the concert. Now, you're supporting independent journalism, supporting Hot Press. The lineup is phenomenal. Who is the booking agent for this one?
Niall Stokes, my boss. He's been working the phones. I tell you what, he put the call out before Christmas, and virtually everybody who can physically be there, because so many bands are touring these days, that's how they make their money. They're in all 5 continents. All the bands who could make it said yes straight away. We're starting our 50th birthday celebrations. I can't quite believe 50 years of keeping Ireland safe for rock and roll and hip-hop and other genres. But we've got this Hot Press History in the Making concert on Friday, February the 6th at the 3 Arena. I'll talk you through, in no particular order, the lineup. We have Van Morrison. We have Dermot Kennedy, who's very kindly flying back specially for us, doing his own set. And then Niall and Mike Hogan of the Cranberries will be leaping up on stage as well. They did a hookup at Electric Picnic, and Dermot singing Cranberry songs. He's a massive, massive Dolores O'Riordan fan.
Wow.
Didn't try to be Dolores. Nobody could be. But, you know, he's got a similar timbre, and it just worked. And what was really great, Casey, about it, I thought it was going to be sort of more mature men and women like myself and you down the front. But there were kids, 11 or 12, not just singing Linger and Dreams, but all the classics.
Oh,
and that was lovely. And I know it means a lot to Dolores' family that young kids are getting into the music. It kind of keeps the whole thing alive. Imelda May's going to be there. Our old pal, Bob Geldof of the Boomtown Rats, well, with the Rats, the whole ensemble. The Frames getting back together for us. Damien Dempsey, a very rare gig from Clannad. Picture This, who fill the 3 Arena on their own. The aforementioned Florence Road, Belters Only, Denise Chyla, Irish Women in Harmony, and some young up-and-comer called Michael D. What's this here? Higgins.
He's breaking bread all over the country, really, at the moment, isn't he?
he's doing all right with Miles O'Reilly. I interviewed the president, the former president, but he'll always be the president in our hearts before Christmas, and he was a bit cross.
I wouldn't mind. She's not even a qualified carpenter.
Don't you start. I have enough of that for Mario. But I think Michael D being there, you know, he's done so much for the arts during our lifetime in the Doyle, in the RS. He's always been supportive. We all know the Saw Doctor song, Michael D rocking in the Doyle. He brought in all those grants. He kind of shaped, I think, you know, modern culture in Ireland. So to have him there, just he's the grandpappy of it all, really. But, I mean, the lineup, we wanted it to be very contemporary. We also wanted to dip back into, I mean, our relationship with Van Morrison goes back to the very early days. Van's been great to us. We did those 70 songs for Van's 70th birthday a few years ago, and he was really chuffed about that. So, you know, Van is somebody who's just been so supportive of Hot Press, and we're so very, very grateful to all the bands who just said basically, yes, where do we need to be, and we'll do whatever.
What is the backbone DNA kind of thinking of an event like this? What is Niall trying to achieve with it?
It really is a showcase for just how great Irish music is, but to reflect on our 50 years. And I mean, we've seen those seismic changes. I have my own pop philosophy thing about what changed in Ireland.
Okay.
It was U2 and that swine, Ray Houghton, putting the ball
in the English net, of course.
When I first came to Ireland, if an album got to number 35 in the UK. There was a national day of celebration, an Irish album.
Yeah.
But suddenly, U2 were the biggest band in the world. And suddenly, England were being smited at the World Cup. And it was suddenly like, yeah, we can be the best. And if you look at the amount of music, and I was talking to people from all countries the last sort of week at Eurosonic, they were saying, what's your population? Well, sort of 5 million, and you've got about 13 or 14 internationally renowned acts. You've got all these massive Hollywood actors. Like, how are you doing it? I mean, the only country in the world that's anything like us per capita is Iceland.
Okay.
160,000. But, I mean, it's just incredible. We've just compiled our 70 Irish artists to watch out for in 2026. It could have been 200 or 300. It's just gone berserk. Loads of bands again. I think the Fontaines DC Factor. We're in rude health at the moment.
Isn't it so good to see a scene that Hot Press would have been there for the foundation of the Irish music scene and has supported acts from day one? This is what you do better than any other publication in the country. You've always been there, but to have, you know, to be looking at the playing field and go, God, who do we put on the cover now this week?
Oh, the arguments we have about covers.
Yeah.
Because, and it's brilliant in a way because, you know, again, I remember when I first came to Ireland, if you had a festival, people say, oh, it's only Irish artists. But now, the Irish artists are the big headliners. People want to see them. And what's amazing about, say, continental Europe, I wasn't sure that maybe Modra Salak or Doug and the folk thing would travel. How wrong was I? I mean, insane numbers of people. That whole sort of thing has been great. So there's a real resurgence, I think, in Irish culture, the Irish language. Kneecap has certainly made their presence known in a very positive way. So we're in rude health. All these bands are coming through. I like to think that we're still perhaps the first national print publication will give a band coverage. That's always been my goal. And it's been lovely to have relationships. I remember Tim Wheeler from Ash mitching off Double Maths to do his first ever interview with Hot Press, aged about 16.
Amazing.
And all these years later, we've had this history. Bob would have come in the early days and berated Niall and shouted and plunked things down on counters and stuff. Always been hugely positive, and I interviewed him recently. He's done loads of seminars for us and worked with young bands behind the scenes. And you know, to have that relationship with Bob as well, see what he's done, you know, from humble origins in Morans, playing to 15 people, to a global figure. And it's been an absolute privilege to kind of grow in parallel to the likes of U2 and to Bob and to Van and the Melder and all these sort of people. We've been very fortunate. There's also a tie-in history in the making book. It's a monster. You're going to need a reinforced coffee table for it. And there's details of that on hotpress.com. Some of the classic, sometimes infamous interviews from down through the years, including the famous Charlie Hoey one, which even if you weren't born when Charlie was around, it'll make you, you'll just go, what, really?
Yeah.
And give you a flavor of what Ireland used to be. And for me, as a blow-in, it's been a privilege to see the transformation, to see this country grow in such wonderful fashion, to become this brilliant, multicultural, hotbed of talent. I mean, it's just been great.
Stuart, your enthusiasm is always just impeccable, and keep up the incredible work that you're doing. Well done to you, the whole Hot Press team, for putting together, I think, the best Irish lineup we could possibly go and see. Tickets are on sale through Ticketmaster.ie. You are looking and searching an event which is basically called History in the Making, the concert supporting independent journalism with Hot Press. Tickets are flying for it. Get online and grab them now before it completely sells out, because you're never going to get this kind of a lineup on one stage like this again, I don't think.
Casey, thank you so much, mate.